The Story of a Son Who Had a Falling Out with His Father, Part 6. Wrap Up. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28 is not simply a text you put on a plaque and hang on the wall and admire and memorize and think, well, God has good things in store for me, and then move on with your life. No, Romans 8:28 is a reality with which you live moment by moment, day by day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. The story of a son who had a falling out with his father. Part 6. Wrap Up. Good things came about after I had the falling out with my father. As I've already related, I fled to Korea. I thought running away from my family and running away from the problems I was experiencing in my family would be a solution. But when I ran away from my family and ran to Korea, I ran into the arms of the loving God. Yes, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purposes. Had I not had the falling out with my father, had I not fled to Korea, I would not have fled into the hands of Jesus Christ, the Savior. I would not have met Dudley Boyd, that kind and gentle and earnest chaplain in Korea, who set the gospel before me and challenged me with the question, "Have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" And as a result of that encounter with Chaplain Boyd, I encountered Jesus Christ the Lord, Jesus Christ my Savior. And I learned that He loved me and He gave Himself up for me. Yes, Romans 8:28 is a reality. And although being angry with my father and being angry with my mother and being angry and running away was not a solution, all of these things were in God's hands, and God used them for good in my life. And the first thing that occurred in my life as a result of running away was finding Jesus Christ the Lord, or as the Apostle Paul says, Jesus Christ the Lord finding me. And then something else extraordinary happened. Had I not fled from my family and asked the Army to send me to the United States, had I not met Chaplain Boyd, and had I not had this encounter with him where he asked me, "Have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" It's very likely I would have never felt impelled to attend seminary. But as was the case, shortly after I was converted to faith in Jesus Christ, I felt this longing and urging to go to seminary. I hardly knew what a seminary was. And Chaplain Boyd, once again, directed me, helped me. He was from Southern California, and because he was from Southern California, he was familiar with Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena. And so he recommended that I attend Fuller. I knew nothing about seminaries. I knew nothing about Fuller Theological Seminary, except that on Armed Forces Radio in Korea, I heard Charles Fuller preaching. He had a radio program called the Old Fashioned Revival Hour, and I heard him preach the gospel on the radio. And when I heard him preach the gospel on the radio, that satisfied my heart that Fuller Theological Seminary was the place for me to go. And I'm glad in the providence of God that that's where God chose to take me. I had some of the original faculty that had been brought to Fuller Seminary when it was organized. There was a fellow by the name of George Eldon Ladd. He was the professor of New Testament theology. And his New Testament theology is widely used in seminaries today. In fact, it's used in our seminary. Our professor of New Testament recommends it highly as a book to use. And then there was a fellow by the name of Jeffrey Bromley. You might not recognize this name either. But if you have Kittle's Word Book of the Old Testament, you'll find his name on the cover of each volume of this book. He was the English editor of Kittle's Word Book. And I remember in seminary we used to collect scrap paper for Dr. Bromley. And he would use a typewriter, and on one side of the typewriter he had a stack of paper, and on the other side of the typewriter he had the volume of Kittle's Word Book, which would have been in German, stationed there so he could read it. And then he would use the typewriter and type the English translation. When I learned this was the case, I was scared to death. I was petrified because I knew I was going to have Dr. Bromley as my professor in church history. But when I got an A from Dr. Bromley, I knew that I could get through seminary. And then there was a New Testament professor by the name of Everett Harrison. And he has a popular introduction to the New Testament. And I still refer to that introduction to the New Testament. And another professor was Sanford Lasore. He was the professor of languages at Fuller Seminary. And he taught us Greek and Hebrew. And I'm thankful that God took me to Fuller Theological Seminary to get my grounding in the Bible and in theological education. But then something else happened. Yes, I went to Korea. I fled from my family, and it wasn't a good thing to be angry with my family, but I fled to Korea from my family, and as I say, fled into the hands of God. And there I met Jesus Christ the Savior. And the Lord opened the door so that I could attend seminary. And when I went to seminary, there was a young lady there by the name of Irma Jean Orr. She had come to Pasadena, California to study at Fuller Theological Seminary. She had come there from Kansas. And she was studying to get a degree in Christian education. And so at Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California, God introduced Irma and me. And We then became married. Had I not had that falling out with my father, had I not fled to Korea, had I not met Dudley Boyd, had I not come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, had I not gone to seminary, I would not have met my future wife and my present wife. Good things happen, do they not? All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purposes. Several years ago in Sterling, Kansas, when I had the privilege of teaching the young people, I would often go to the young people's class and ask them, "What do you want to talk about?" And I would write various questions on the board. And I remember a young lady raising her hand and asking me the question, "Why is God taking my father away from me?" Her father had breast cancer, and God was slowly but surely removing him from this life. And the question of this young lady was, "Why is God taking my father away from me?" That night I answered the question in this way: God is good. We know this is the case from all that the Bible teaches us. And a good God always has a good reason for everything that He does. The young lady accepted that answer, and in fact, she wrote a devotional about her father and about the question that she had asked and the answer that I had given, and sent it into Guidepost magazine. And when her father died, she read that devotional to the congregation in memory of her father. And she simply said, "God, the good God, has a good reason for doing everything that He does." Yes, friends, as a wrap-up to this little series of lessons in which I've talked about a son who had a falling out with his father, I return to that same idea that the good God has a good reason for everything that He does. And I point you to Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. God works out all things for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. And I stand here before you by way of this video at this very time to testify to you regarding the truth of the Word of God in this regard. That the good God of the Bible took this little incident in my life where I had a falling out with my father and fled from him. He used it for good in many, many ways in my life. And I know that when things that may be questionable fall out in your life, but in the end you love God and are called according to His purposes, God will use those things for your good and for His good. The story of a son who had a falling out with his father. And the wrap-up is this: yes, the good God has a good reason for doing all that he does. And all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purposes.